Ashley Jade's The Words isn't just another romance novel. It's a cultural phenomenon that has taken book talk by storm, amassing millions of views under its hashtag and earning a devoted following that spans from teenagers to celebrities like Taylor Swift, who reportedly called it devastatingly beautiful in a recent interview. This dark, emotionally charged romance explores the destructive power of words through the intertwined stories of Phoenix Walker, a talented musician with a troubled past, and Lennon Michael, a songwriter who becomes both his salvation and his greatest victim. What makes this book particularly resonant in today's social media landscape is its unflinching look at bullying, body image issues, and the lasting impact of both spoken and unspoken words. As mental health awareness grows in popular culture, Jade's exploration of trauma and healing has struck a chord with readers seeking stories that don't shy away from the messier aspects of human connection. Phoenix Walker carries the weight of abandonment on his shoulders like a second skin. At 17, he lives in a dilapidated trailer with his alcoholic father, Vance, once compared to Jimi Hendrix, now a violent drunk who hurls empty bottles and bitter words with equal force. Phoenix's mother abandoned them when he was 7, escaping the abuse but leaving her son behind to face the storm alone. Looking into his father's glazed blue eyes, the same ones he inherited, Phoenix makes a silent vow never to follow the same self-destructive path. Despite his difficult circumstances, Phoenix possesses a magnetic charisma and extraordinary musical talent that commands attention whenever he enters a room. His piercing blue eyes and enigmatic presence draw people to him, yet he keeps everyone at arm's length. Music is his only true companion, the one thing that transforms him into a vessel for magic, where he becomes his most authentic self. But Phoenix harbors a secret that threatens to undermine his talent. He has dyslexia, which makes reading nearly impossible as letters jumble before his eyes. He's hidden this disability through audiobooks and occasional cheating, too proud to admit this perceived weakness. When his English teacher arranges for him to be tutored by Lennon Michael, Phoenix initially resists, walking out of their first session. It's only after Lennon discovers him playing piano and recognizes his exceptional gift that he reluctantly admits, "I don't want your help, but I need it." This duality defines Phoenix throughout, a boy with extraordinary talent but crippling insecurities, someone who pushes people away while desperately needing connection. His dream of moving to Los Angeles with his drummer friend Storm after graduation hinges on passing his English class, making Lennon's help essential. Yet Phoenix also harbors ulterior motives. Lennon's father is Don Michael, a successful songwriter whose industry connections could prove valuable to Phoenix's career ambitions. What makes Phoenix such a compelling character is how his trauma manifests in his relationships. Having been abandoned by his mother, he refuses to kiss the girls he hooks up with, reserving that intimacy for someone special. His self-destructive tendencies and fear of vulnerability become both his armor and his prison, setting the stage for the complicated relationship that unfolds with Lennon. Lennon Michael, named after her father's favorite musician, presents a stark contrast to Phoenix. Where he is all sharp edges and calculated charm, she radiates warmth and authenticity despite the cruelty she faces daily. At Hillcrest High, she's mercilessly bullied about her weight by Sabrina Simmons and her posse. Yet Lennon possesses a quiet strength, fighting back with words rather than breaking down in tears. Behind her resilience lies deep pain. Her mother died giving birth to her, leaving her to be raised by her father, a successful songwriter. This loss has shaped her profoundly, giving her both a special bond with her father and an unspoken guilt she carries. Lennon has inherited her father's musical talent, writing songs in a journal she keeps hidden from everyone. Her voice has a distinctive quality, hoarse and sultry with tiny cracks that never give out, that captivates those lucky enough to hear it. When Mrs. Herman asks her to tutor a struggling student, Lennon agrees despite her hesitation. Finding out it's Phoenix Walker, the mysterious, gorgeous boy who commands attention whenever he enters a room, fills her with nervous anticipation. Though their relationship begins with his dismissiveness, it transforms when she discovers him playing piano in the band room, singing a stripped-down version of an Aerosmith song with a voice that demands her full attention. Lennon's compassion shines through when she learns about Phoenix's dyslexia. Rather than judging him, she adapts her teaching methods, reading aloud to him, and eventually providing a reading ruler to help him focus. Her belief in his potential becomes a lifeline for Phoenix, who has never had someone truly see beyond his carefully constructed facade. What makes Lennon particularly compelling is her combination of vulnerability and strength. She struggles with body image issues, sometimes writing cruel words like fat and pig on her thighs with permanent marker, internalizing the bullying she experiences. Yet she maintains her authenticity and refuses to let others' cruelty define her completely. Her journey is one of finding her voice, both literally and figuratively, in a world that has tried to silence her. As Phoenix and Lennon's tutoring sessions continue, their relationship evolves beyond student and teacher. Phoenix's initial coldness gradually thaws as Lennon helps him prepare for his English final. Their study sessions at Storm's garage-turned-music studio become a sanctuary where Phoenix can be vulnerable about his learning disability without judgment. Their connection deepens when Phoenix witnesses Lennon being humiliated at a graduation party, where Sabrina and her friends dump pig slop on her. He rescues her and takes her to his place to clean up, showing a tenderness that contradicts his usual detachment. This incident marks a turning point as Lennon sees beyond Phoenix's carefully constructed walls to the wounded boy beneath. In a moment of vulnerability, Lennon reveals the cruel words she's written on her thighs with permanent marker. Phoenix's reaction, attempting to rub them away, visibly disturbed by her self-hatred, shows his growing emotional investment in her well-being. When he takes her to his dilapidated trailer, exposing the poverty and abuse he endures, their relationship shifts from mutual attraction to something deeper, a recognition of shared pain and resilience. Their physical relationship develops alongside their emotional connection, culminating in Lemon losing her virginity to Phoenix, something she initially lies about, afraid he'll reject her if he knows the truth. When he discovers her deception, he's angry, not because she was inexperienced, but because virgins complicate shit. Despite his anger, he kisses her passionately and declares he's pursuing this, suggesting a commitment that surprises them both. What makes their relationship compelling is its foundation of mutual recognition. They see each other's authentic selves beneath the personas they present to the world. Phoenix recognizes Lennon's talent and resilience, while she sees beyond his arrogance to his vulnerability and pain. Their connection feels inevitable yet impossible, a collision of two souls who understand each other on a fundamental level, but whose circumstances and choices continually drive them apart. The pivotal betrayal occurs on the night of Phoenix's performance at a local venue called Voodoo. When Lennon arrives backstage with her pass, she finds Sabrina emerging from a room with Phoenix, suggesting they've been intimate. Though Phoenix dismisses Sabrina casually, Lennon is devastated by what appears to be his betrayal of their budding relationship. What Lennon doesn't know is that Phoenix has made a devastating choice. He's stolen her song, the one she performed for him privately. When a legendary music executive named Vic Daugherty attends the show, Phoenix and Storm realize playing covers won't impress someone of his caliber. Desperate for original material, Phoenix uses Lennon's song without her knowledge or permission, sacrificing their relationship for his career ambitions. This betrayal cuts deeper than any romantic infidelity could. Phoenix has taken not just Lennon's heart, but her voice, the creative expression that defines her. The song, titled Sharp Objects, becomes his band's biggest hit, launching his career while Lennon is left behind, unacknowledged and uncredited. 4 years later, the consequences of this betrayal continue to reverberate through both their lives. Phoenix has achieved the fame he sought. His band Sharp Objects has won a Grammy, and he lives the stereotypical rock star lifestyle of drugs, alcohol, and groupies. Yet his success is hollow, haunted by guilt over stealing Lennon's song and losing her trust. His self-destructive behavior escalates after a tragic car accident kills his bandmate Josh and two innocent people in another vehicle, for which Phoenix blames himself. Meanwhile, Lennon has dropped out of Dartmouth to care for her father, who has been diagnosed with early-onset dementia. She works as a bartender at a gentleman's club called Obsidian, having transformed herself physically but still carrying the emotional scars of Phoenix's betrayal. She's given up songwriting, another casualty of his theft, not just of her song, but of her belief in her own talent. The betrayal serves as both the central conflict and the emotional core of the story. It raises profound questions about ambition, forgiveness, and whether some breaches of trust can ever truly be repaired. Phoenix's choice to steal Lennon's song represents not just a betrayal of her, but a betrayal of himself, sacrificing integrity and love for success, only to discover that success without those things is meaningless. 4 years after their painful separation, fate orchestrates a charged reunion between Phoenix and Lennon through an unexpected and desperate arrangement. Following a devastating accident that claims the lives of his bandmate Josh and two innocent concertgoers, a tragedy directly linked to Phoenix's reckless behavior and substance abuse, the rock star's life spirals into a maelstrom of self-destruction. His longtime manager, Chandler, watching his most valuable asset self-destruct in a haze of drugs and alcohol, devises a last-ditch solution, offering Lennon $100,000 to serve as Phoenix's sober companion for 8 weeks during their upcoming Resurrection tour. Lennon's initial refusal stems from more than just lingering bitterness over Phoenix's betrayal. The song he stole from her, Midnight Rain, became the breakthrough hit that launched his career, while she watched from the sidelines, her dreams shattered. However, when Chandler raises the offer to $350,000, the reality of her situation forces her hand. Her father's rapidly progressing dementia requires expensive full-time care, and the mounting medical bills have pushed her to the brink of financial ruin. She accepts the job, viewing it as both a financial lifeline and an opportunity to finally confront the man who derailed her musical aspirations. Their first encounter proves explosively memorable. Phoenix awakens in his hotel suite to find himself handcuffed to the bed, a precaution after a particularly wild night with groupies, only to discover Lennon standing over him. He doesn't immediately recognize her, a testament to her transformation. Gone is the fresh-faced songwriter with honey blonde hair. In her place stands a striking woman with waist-length black hair, carefully applied makeup highlighting her sharp cheekbones, and a lean physique wrapped in dark designer clothes. Yet the moment she speaks, Phoenix knows. Those deep brown eyes and that distinctive voice haven't changed at all. The tension between them manifests in a volatile mixture of attraction and antagonism. When Phoenix carelessly uses her old nickname, Groupie, once an endearment, now a cruel reminder of their past, Lennon's palm connects with his face in a resounding slap. She confronts him about Midnight Rain, while he issues veiled threats about her potential revenge plans. Their interactions crackle with unresolved emotions, anger, betrayal, desire, and an undeniable magnetic pull that neither can fully resist. What makes their reunion particularly compelling is how it forces them to confront their evolved identities. Phoenix has achieved the stardom he craved, but fame has hollowed him out, leaving him dependent on substances to numb the guilt over Josh's death. Lennon has survived heartbreak by building walls around herself, abandoning her songwriting, and burying her musical gifts beneath a carefully constructed facade of indifference. The confined space of tour buses and hotel rooms become a pressure cooker, where old wounds fester and new desires bloom. Their forced proximity creates an environment where neither can hide from the truth about who they've become or who they still are beneath their carefully constructed defenses. The early days of the tour establish a dangerous pattern: moments of genuine connection, followed by cruel words, physical attraction warring with emotional distrust, and the constant threat that their complicated history could derail not just Phoenix's sobriety, but the entire tour. Their dynamic becomes the talk of the crew, with some betting on when they'll kill each other and others wagering on when they'll finally succumb to their obvious attraction. As Phoenix and Lennon navigate their complicated present, they begin the painful process of confronting their shared past. During a late-night conversation on the tour bus, Phoenix suggests a truce, which Lennon reluctantly accepts while clarifying they're not friends. But as she leaves, she notices his tattoo, music notes that are hers, not his, a permanent reminder of his betrayal. The healing process begins in unexpected ways. When Phoenix refuses to perform Sharp Objects, Lennon's stolen song, at concerts, it creates professional complications, but represents his first step toward acknowledging his wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Lennon finds herself watching his performances, still captivated by his talent despite her anger. Their professional relationship gradually evolves into something more intimate, though both resist acknowledging their feelings. Phoenix grows jealous when Lennon spends time with George, the band's new bassist, while Lennon struggles with her unwanted attraction to the man who betrayed her. Their physical chemistry proves impossible to deny, leading to passionate encounters that leave them both emotionally vulnerable. A breakthrough comes when Phoenix finally confesses why he stole her music. Despite his voice, looks, and drive, he couldn't create original work. "I needed something original, something rare and unique, something special," he admits, devastating Lennon, who responds that she would have willingly given him the song, given him everything, if he'd only asked. The healing process accelerates when Phoenix brings Lennon on stage at Wembley Stadium to perform Sharp Objects in front of 90,000 people. He gives her the recognition she deserves, then shocks everyone by publicly confessing that he stole the song from her. This act of public atonement marks a turning point in their relationship, though it threatens Phoenix's career. Music, which initially drove them apart, ultimately becomes the vehicle for their healing. Phoenix encourages Lennon to write again, placing her old journal by her father's piano. After initial hesitation, she sits at the piano bench and the dark, melodic sound of her playing signals that she's reclaiming her voice, both literally and metaphorically. The final chapters of Phoenix and Lennon's story intertwine personal tragedy with redemption. When Lennon receives news that her father has suffered a severe stroke, she rushes to his bedside. Phoenix follows, arguing his way past hospital staff to be with her. When the doctor delivers the devastating news that her father won't recover, Phoenix holds Lennon through her violent sobs. In this moment of profound grief, Phoenix makes a surprising proposal: "Marry me." Though Lennon initially refuses, calling him insane, Phoenix persists. He asks if she would have wanted to spend her life with him if he hadn't fucked up, to which she whispers, "Yes," before admitting she still loves him. When he asks if she trusts him now, she finally agrees, and they marry with a hospital chaplain officiating so her father can witness it before he passes away. Following her father's death, Lennon falls into deep depression, barely eating or leaving her bed. Phoenix struggles to support her through her grief while facing his own professional crisis. Vic threatens to replace him in the band due to the song theft scandal. In a surprising twist, Lennon devises a plan to save Phoenix's career by claiming they co-wrote Sharp Objects together, and she asked him not to give her credit because she feared comparison to her father. Their healing comes full circle when Phoenix leads Lennon to her father's room, where he's placed her old journal by the piano, reminding her of her father's wisdom about not letting insecurities overpower what makes her soul come alive. He encourages her to reconnect with music. When she sits at the piano and begins to play, it signals her emotional recovery and creative rebirth. 3 months later, Phoenix returns to the studio with his bandmates to record Existentialism, a song that represents their new artistic direction and Phoenix's personal redemption. The epilogue suggests that both Phoenix and Lennon have found their voices again, individually and together, rising from the ashes of betrayal and loss to create something new and authentic. The Words masterfully explores the dual nature of language, how words can both destroy and rebuild, wound and heal. Throughout the novel, words serve as weapons wielded with devastating precision, from the cruel taunts Lennon endures about her weight in high school hallways to the soul-crushing confession where Phoenix admits stealing her song. The verbal abuse Lennon experiences shapes her self-image, each harsh comment becoming another brick in the wall she builds around herself. Words written on skin, whether the cruel label's Lenin marks on her thighs in moments of self-loathing or Phoenix's tattooed apology, become physical manifestations of emotional pain, literally inscribing trauma onto the body. Yet words also emerge as powerful instruments of healing and reconciliation. When Phoenix writes "I'm sorry" on Lenin's sternum and later "I love you" on her back, he uses words to express what his voice fails to convey, turning her body into a canvas for redemption. The collection of letters he wrote but never sent during their years apart reveals the depth of his remorse and longing, each unsent page a testament to unspoken love and regret. Most powerfully, when Phoenix finally stands before a packed arena to publicly acknowledge Lenin as the true creator of sharp objects, his words begin to repair the damage his earlier silence caused, transforming private truth into public restoration. Music, as a language of its own, weaves throughout their journey with equal significance. Phoenix's creative drought, his inability to write original music after stealing Lenin's song, reflects his emotional paralysis, while Lenin's reluctance to compose after his betrayal symbolizes her broken trust and silenced voice. Their collaborative songwriting sessions early in their relationship showcase how words can bridge souls, while their later musical disconnect emphasizes the chasm between them. When Lenin finally returns to the piano in the epilogue, composing a new song that acknowledges both pain and healing, it represents not just personal recovery, but the restoration of her authentic voice and creative spirit. The novel powerfully reminds us that words carry tangible weight. They can cut deeper than knives or mend what seems irreparably broken. Through intimate scenes of confrontation and reconciliation, the words challenges readers to consider the lasting impact of what we say and what we leave unspoken. Small moments of casual cruelty leave lasting scars, while carefully chosen words of truth and apology hold transformative power. Phoenix and Lenin's journey suggests that while words can cause profound damage, they also hold the potential to transform pain into something beautiful, if we have the courage to speak our truth, acknowledge our wrongs, and truly listen to others' stories. The symbolism of the phoenix, a mythical bird that rises from its own ashes, permeates the novel through its protagonist's name and journey. Phoenix Walker embodies this cycle of destruction and rebirth, both causing devastation and experiencing it himself. His tattoo, described as half black, half colorful, like he's stuck in mid-transformation, visually represents his incomplete redemption. Throughout the story, fire serves as a recurring motif. Phoenix sets his childhood trailer ablaze, symbolically destroying his painful past. His passion for music is described as a fire that consumes him when he performs. His relationship with Lenin burns with intensity, both destructive and transformative. When he tells her, "I want to burn you," it captures the paradoxical nature of their connection, painful yet purifying. The novel suggests that true transformation requires passing through fire, facing our worst mistakes and most painful truths. Phoenix must publicly confess his theft and privately confront his guilt over Josh's death before he can truly begin anew. Lenin must confront her grief over her father's death and her lingering pain from Phoenix's betrayal before she can reclaim her creative voice. This Phoenix effect, the idea that we must sometimes be reduced to ashes before we can truly rise, offers a powerful metaphor for personal growth. It suggests that our darkest moments, our greatest failures, and our most painful losses can become the catalyst for profound transformation if we have the courage to face them honestly and use them as fuel for rebirth rather than reasons for self-destruction. In the end, both Phoenix and Lenin experience this transformation. They rise from the ashes of betrayal, loss, and self-doubt to create something new. Not just a relationship rebuilt on honesty and trust, but renewed creative voices that are stronger for having been tested by fire. Their journey reminds us that sometimes we must burn before we can truly shine.